Chapter 8.
Let her alone, Mr. Levy said. Look, she's trying to sleep.
Let her alone?
Mrs. Levy propped up Miss Trixie on the yellow nylon couch.
Do you realize, Gus, that this is the tragedy of this poor woman's life? She's always been alone. She needs someone. She needs love.
Ugh.
Mrs. Levy was a woman of interests and ideals. Over the years, she had given herself freely to bridge, African violets, Susan and Sandra, golf, Miami, Fanny Hurst and Hemingway, correspondence courses, hairdressers, the sun, gourmet foods, ballroom dancing, and in recent years, Miss Trixie. She had always had to settle for Miss Trixie at a distance, an unsatisfactory arrangement for carrying out the program outlined in the psychology correspondence course, the final examination of which she had failed resoundingly. The correspondence school had even refused to give her an F. But now that Mrs. Levy had played her card correctly in the game dealing with the firing of the young idealist, she had Miss Trixie in the wrinkled flesh, visor, sneakers, and all. Mr. Gonzalez had gladly given the assistant accountant an indefinite vacation.
Miss Trixie, Mrs. Levy said sweetly, wake up.
Miss Trixie opened her eyes and wheezed,
Am I retired?
No, darling.
What?
Miss Trixie snarled.
I thought I was retired.
Miss Trixie, you think that you're old and tired. This is very bad.
Who?
You.
Oh, I am. I am very tired.
Don't you see? Mrs. Levy asked. It's all in your mind. You have this age psychosis. You're still a very attractive woman. You must say to yourself, I am still attractive. I am a very attractive woman.
Miss Trixie exhaled a grunting snore into Mrs. Levy's lacquered hair.
Will you please let her alone, Dr. Freud?
Mr. Levy said angrily, looking up from a Sports Illustrated.
Almost wish Susan and Sandra were home so you could play with them. Whatever happened to your canasta circle?
Don't talk to me, you failure. How can I play canasta when there's a psycho in distress?
Psycho? The woman's senile. We had to stop at about 30 gas stations on the way over here. Finally, I got tired of getting out of the car and showing her which was the men's and which was the women's, so I let her pick them herself. I worked out a system. The law of averages. I laid money on her, and she came out about 50-50.
Don't tell me any more, Mrs. Levy cautioned. Not another word. It's too typical, permitting this anal compulsive to flounder like that.
Isn't Lawrence well gone?
Miss Trixie asked suddenly.
No, dear, relax.
It is Saturday.
He'll be on. Don't worry. Now tell me, what do you dream about?
I can't remember at the moment.
Try,
Mrs. Levy said, making some sort of note on her date book with a rhinestoned automatic pencil.